Today we're joined by Liz Kapantz. Liz is an executive recruiter and founder of EBC Associates, an executive search firm. Liz works with emerging growth, mid-size enterprises, as well as Fortune 500 companies, and consults with businesses in areas such as business development, staffing, employee retention strategies, and organizational strategies. Welcome to Career Insights, the learning channel dedicated to sharing tips, how-tos, and exclusive interviews with experts and senior executives from top organizations on having a successful career. Hi, I'm your host, Bernardo Torrado, and if you're new to this channel, please subscribe, and if you have any questions or topics you'd like for me to cover, feel free to email me directly at hello@wellbeckadvisors.com or simply send me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Professor Torrado. Thank you for joining us, Liz. Tell us about your career and how you got started.
Thank you, Bernardo, and thank you so much for having me today. So I got started, worked prior in business development and sales roles for many years, and gravitated into recruitment. I actually had a friend that was in recruiting, and I was at a juncture in my career where I was looking for that next step, a new opportunity. And I remember thinking, well, I know a lot of people, so I could probably do this. And being that I had come from a sales background, a lot of what I do is business development, sales, new contacts, new relationships. And so I responded to an ad and applied for that job. Got my training and my foundation through this other firm, and then learned the basic fundamentals and then launched this. It was end of 2007. So when we were right on the brink of the 2008 and 2009 market collapse, but nevertheless made it through and then have built the business up today, 2020. So.
What inspired you to launch EBC Associates?
Yes, great question, Bernardo. I was working and learned the ropes of the business and really loved, for me, I'm very passionate about what I do. I love to meet people and hear their story behind their career and how they got from one position to the next. And that really is the driver in everything that I do. And so when I launched my practice, I wanted to get back to really that human connection and really understanding the person behind the resume. There's a lot of automation that's out there in my business today. And I think that a lot of times that distracts from really getting to know the person, you know, again, behind the resume. So wanting to have more of that personalized approach to connecting, to meeting people, hearing their story and helping them be a resource for them.
Thank you. What does EBC stand for?
So it is just my initials.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
There are contingency recruiters, retained recruiters, outplacement recruiters, and a lot of different sort of recruiters. Which type of recruiting does your firm fall into?
We are essentially a hybrid of a contingency and a retained firm. A lot of how I work in my model is built into the networking and the connecting piece of that job search. And in conjunction with my business a few years ago, launched a networking group to help people connect, to collaborate, depending on what their job function is. And so we work as a hybrid between what a career advisory firm might do and what a typical contingency structure might do, really working with our candidates as our clients.
How does one find out a bit more about this networking group? Is it still active? Is it online? How can people find out more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the group is called Erudites Networking, and it's actually accelerated since we've been in quarantine because people have more of a need to stay connected and to reach out. And what's been really nice is seeing more of that vulnerability in people that to connect, whether you're job searching, whether you're thinking of hiring. And so we meet weekly via Zoom And we have a global reach, but I'd say about 60% of the people are here in Manhattan, but people are outside in other parts of the US as well as globally. So
it sounds like a great resource. Who should consider hiring or working with your firm?
Yeah, so we work with all levels of an organization, but primarily somebody who is in that mid to senior level phase of their career. At this time now, especially with the past few months, many people have had to consider another career or another contract or consulting type of job, depending on where they're coming from. So it's really that more of that mid to senior level candidate is our perfect client.
What should candidates expect when working with you?
So because we're a boutique and we do provide a very personalized approach to our services, you will always get a thorough understanding from us on your background, your goals, your vision. We don't use an automated system. We pick up the phone, we make that call. In normal times, non-pandemic times, we always meet face-to-face as much as we can, because that understanding the person again behind what the resume might say and that cultural piece is so important to finding that right fit. So
I think you kind of answered a little bit also the answer to my next question, but how has this pandemic affected your business?
Yes, it's we have been extremely busy. The first couple of weeks, we were inundated with outreach from candidates that maybe had been furloughed, uncertain that they might be, were job searching. And then the flip side to that, a number of the roles were either canceled or put on hold. And so we've been managing a lot of the candidates and working primarily with them, you know, as their advocate, trying to help them connect with companies that are maybe thinking, you know, of hiring, even if they're not, haven't decided today what exactly that role might be. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks, but we've been extremely busy. So
with unemployment being high and more layoffs planned for the rest of the year, what advice do you give to someone who's either considering making a job change or they're currently looking for a new job?
Yep. So I would advise that you focus, as many companies are going through this reassessment, this reevaluation of what jobs they're anticipating, is to focus more on the skills that are coming up on the market, not so much the job description, but new skills that are being evolved and new roles. What's happened is that companies have had an opportunity to reassess when they, you know, everybody went virtual and really decide, okay, what are the functions and do we really need all of these functions? There's been a lot of consolidation, as you can imagine, but also it does open up new skills that are needed, and those will be in demand. So I would say really focus on those skills, understand what they are depending on what your background is. And there's certainly many resources, many schools now that are offering free online courses if you need to brush up or learn a new technology so that you're prepared for some of these new functions. So I would say more of a skills-based approach.
For those that have already been impacted by this pandemic, what should they do to be able to land a job sooner than later? In other words, there's a lot of times that people spend filling in online applications that pretty much go into a black hole. And with ATS or automated, ATS systems that are automated and have AI behind it, what are the chances of people really, or how should they structure their time to land their next role?
Yep, great question. So I strongly advise the networking, which is why with the growth of the networking group is really so critical. The better jobs are always found through that network. before they're published and they're put on the open market, having those conversations. And depending on the level that you're at in your career and your experience, a lot of what we do is facilitate introductions through my network to where the company is thinking of hiring somebody with this skill set. And in essence, having the candidates help formulate what this role might look like to move their business forward. So it's a little bit of a different approach, but it's very effective by leveraging that network. I would recommend only about 5% of your time doing the automated online process, because as you noted, it's oftentimes a black hole. You might get a response. But really the hidden job market and going through that network and a lot of those skills and those techniques that we work with our candidates on is the better route.
I agree with you 100%. Finding roles, and I've talked about this before as well in other forums, where it is about the network that you have and having the conversations around where, even if it's not a job for you, how to connect others into those opportunities. But one thing that I've noticed as well is that people find networking very uncomfortable. And I'm wondering, when with the networking group that you have, is that also a forum or a venue that allows for people to practice networking?
Yeah, great question. So my approach and the objective of the group that I have is to share ideas, share what you know. When you share your knowledge and you give that knowledge, that spurs creativity with others. And that's where ideas and action come about. And so depending on, and there's many different type of networking platforms, but this one is really, many of us are founders of our own businesses, but I will leverage that as well as my other networks with the candidates so that they can, it's what I call when you give to receive. When you give your information and look at networking that way, it's what sparks conversations and that creativity piece and helping and understanding the business and the challenges and how you as a candidate can help the business move forward.
I agree with you 100%. I think that giving or being a bit selfless, although you want a job, right? That's really what you ultimately like, but being a bit more selfless and focusing on the other person or the other group or the group in general allows for a level of vulnerability, but more importantly, it allows for a level of authentic relationships that get built. And there are many times where people will go in there with just a me mentality. And that really puts people off, because it just looks like and it feels like that you're there just to take advantage of the person that you're talking to versus it being more of a collaborative environment. That said, as artificial intelligence and machine learning become more sophisticated, what does the future of recruiting look like?
Yeah, great question. So there's certainly advantages to having the automation and managing the pipeline, depending on, you know, what your hiring is. However, I'm a firm believer that it's still very important to have a lot of that face-to-face meeting time, having an initial pre-screen, but where necessary to meet, or in this case, do a Zoom meeting to really understand the person, again, behind the resume. You might have a perfect resume on paper that checks all those boxes, but then you might meet that person and it's just not a fit for various reasons. And so I think, again, there's some advantages to all the technology, but ultimately how I work and we work is to really build that relationship. There's candidates we've worked with and placed 3 or 4 times in their career because they come back to us. We know them. We know their experience, their skills, and we're able to work with them on that more of a personalized and consulting basis. So I'm not a big fan of the AI and the all those tech tools.
Thank you. And lastly, what's next for you?
Great question. So goals are to continue to build and grow the business, grow the networking. What's really been interesting to see is through the network, we've had a incredible growth the past few months. I think just people, as I mentioned before, wanting to get and stay really connected, and people that maybe weren't networking prior are now understanding the importance of that. So really continuing to grow that globally as well as the business, and be a resource as much as we can. It's a tough, certainly a tough time for us all. So that is the plan. A lot of the growth that we've had, that I've had, Bernardo, when I look back, has been very organic. And so not necessarily every step has been planned, but when you your business evolves and you meet people and you have these ideas and you execute on that, this is how I think very organic and progression happens. And it's certainly what's happened with us. So it's been exciting to see. We'll see what the future holds.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm also excited for the future for yourself as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet with us today, Liz. It's been great getting to know you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity, and great to be here.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
If you like this episode, please leave your comments or give us a thumbs up, and subscribe if you haven't subscribed already. If there are any topics you'd like for me to cover, feel free to email me directly at hello@wellbeckadvisors.com or simply send me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Professor Tirado. Until next time, have a great day.